Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Nun Dalet. We have another maskil, another reflection about an event from which David learned an important truth and which he wishes to share with us. The first, Mizmor Nun Aleph, was about Bathsheba. The second, Mizmor Nun Bet, was about Doeg HaEdomi. The third, Mizmor Nun Gimel, was about Naval. This one, Mizmor Nun Dalet, is about the Zifim, and who were the Zifim. It is no coincidence that all of these events are happening. Once people saw that Shaul listened to Doeg HaEdomi, and then to Naval HaKarmeli, there were many who were ready to join the crowd and tell Shaul what he wanted to hear. Pasuk Bet in our Mizmor. Bevo HaZifim v'yomru l'Shaul, Halo David mistateri manu, when the Zifim came and said to Shaul, David is hiding out among us. They spoke Lashon Hara in going to Shaul to tell him where David was, because again, they go to where David is. David was no threat to them. But words can be used in positive ways, and David reflects on that in this perek. They can be used in tefillah, a request to Hashem to save him, as in Pasuk Gimel. Elohim, b'shimcha hoshieni, God, through your name, rescue me. Uvigvuratcha tidineni, and through your might take up my cause. David is turning to Hashem to save him from Shaul. Why turn to Hashem? Midrash Tehillim gives us the following example. When a person is chasing after his friend, the friend can turn to a patron for help. But if it is the patron who is chasing him, the person can then turn to the king for help. But what if it's the king that is chasing him? Where can such a person turn? Therefore, I, David, who is being chased by the king Shaul, am turning to you, Hashem, and beg you not to turn me in. David continues in Pasuk Dalet, Elohim, Shma Tfilati, God, hear my prayer, Ha'azina Limre Fi, give ear to the words I mouth. Hashem, listen to me, just as Shaul listened to Doeg and to the Zifim, listen to my prayer. Listen to Tfilot, to my Tfilot, listen to the other things that I will be saying as well. Those are the Imre Fi. Why? Pasukei kizarim kamu alai, because strangers have risen against me. Va'aritzim bikshu nafshi, and cruel men seek my life. Lo samu Elokim lenegdam. They have not set God before them. Who are the strangers? The Zifim, who have no connection at all to Shaul. They are not trusted workers of his, like Doeg was. They are not part of his family. Yet they still went and told on David. As we pivot to Pasuk Vav, we see what words can and should be used for. They can be used in Tehillah, a thanks to Hashem for saving him. Pasuk Vav, Hine Elokim Ozerli Adoshem Besumchei Nafshi. Look, God is about to help me, my master, among those who support me. They can be used as words of request. Yashiv Hara L'Shararai, let him, Hashem, pay back evil to my assailants. Ba'amitcha Hatzmitem, demolish them through your truth. Sforno, Rav Avadya Sforno, 16th century Italian rabbi, notes the following, that David said, I did not sin against the king, and may it be God's will that through those who support me and those who love me, it will be told to the king the lies, and they will be punished. The Mizmor continues with Pasuk Chet, Bin Dava es Bachalach, with a free will offering let me sacrifice to you, Odeshimcha Hashem Kitov, let me acclaim your name, Hashem, for it is good. So words can also be used in words of praise. But what happened at the end of the parak with the Zifim? Shaul listened to the Zifim and went to capture David. As David is running away on one side of the mountain, Shaul is approaching on the other. And at this moment, a messenger comes to tell Shaul that the Plishtim are preparing to attack and Shaul has to go immediately to deal with them. What hashgacha pratit? What divine providence? Rabbi Benny Gesundheit of Tehillim Kisipur, Tehillim looking at it as a narrative, also sees a shift in how David refers to Hashem from Elohim to the Yudke Vavke. The Mizmor begins with Elohim, which implies the laws of nature, how the world was created in Bereshit Bara Elohim, how Hashem created the world, and the laws of creation, the laws of nature, which is also reflected in Midat Hadin, a more rigid form of judgment, a one-size-fits-all, a let-nature-takes-its-case type of judgment. David starts the Mizmor with Elohim, And he concludes with Hashem Hashem, with the Yudke Vavke, which implies Midat HaRachamim, or Hashgacha Pratit, a special providence for special people. Why the change in how David refers to Hashem? Rabbi Gesundheit analyzes the whole section of Mizmorim that were labeled as a maskil and sees a pattern throughout them. In Mizmor Nun Bet, the term Elohim is used 3 times. In Mizmor Nun Dalet, the term Elohim is used 4 times in the beginning of the Mizmor, and then it shifts to Shem Hashem. Why the change in the name, and what does it represent? And maybe also, why did it happen? What was going on? Again, we will turn to Rabbi Gesundheit for an answer. In Mizmor Nun Bet, David is dealing with Doeg HaDomi and the question of Ra V'Tov, of good and bad, of Sheker Midaber Tzedek, of lying and then speaking truth. He turns to God with a name reflecting nature and how the world was created with the name Elohim. In Mizmor Nun Dalet, David is dealing with the Zifim who betray him. The difference is that he, David, realizes it is not survival of the fittest, that God, Hashem, is caring for him, and that there is a special Hashgacha, providence. In other words, David's relationship with Hashem has strengthened and grown. David realizes that Hashem is with him, Kimi kol tzara hitzilani, as he concludes in Pasuk Ted of our Mizmor, from every strait he has saved me, ube'oivai ra'ata eini, and my eyes have seen my enemies be defeated. What happened to account for this change, for David's shift in understanding? Again, notes Rabbi Gesundheit, it was the event that occurred in Shmuel Aleph between the betrayal by Doeg HaEdomi and the betrayal by the Zifim. What was this event? Yonatan, the son of Shaul, comes to visit David, and Vayechazek et yado be'elokim, he, Yonatan, strengthened his, David's, commitment to Hashem. In this interlude, in this brief visit, Yonatan reassures David that David will be king, and that Shaul knows this, and together they, Yonatan and David, reaffirm their brit, their statement of joint values. We see this growth in the progression of the last Mizmorim, Nun Bet discussing Doeg, Nun Gimel discussing Naval, Nun Dalet discussing the Zifim, all of them Maskil, all 3 of them showing how David recognizes the good that Hashem, Elohim, and then Hashem has done for him when David was in need. We too should be able to recognize the special Hashgacha, the way Hashem takes care of us in our time of need. And therefore, we need not fear, for everything will work out in the end. Ki mikol tzara hitzilani, that God will save us, and we should be able to say that, ube'oivai ra'ata eini, that we should see our enemies be defeated as well. Thank you for studying. Li'ulei nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.